Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoiled as Yitzchak. Rashi tells us that Yitzchak and Avram looked alike. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that the cluster panim of Yitzchak was the same as Avram. Let's think about that for a second. What does that mean, that they looked alike? Is it just a physical thing, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu just made sure that the father and son looked alike, as you find sometimes the fathers and sons look similar? Because I don't think with Avram and Yitzchak we can be satisfied with that. We know, for example, that there's a connection between a person's face, klester panov, and what's going on inside of him and his neshama. For example, the Gemara or the Chazal that talk about the fact that ein partzufeyem shavos, ein deyoseyem shavos, or ein deyoseyem shavos, ein partzufeyem shavos. We all have different faces. We all look different, and we all have a different way of thinking, and we all have different deyos. That's not a coincidence. The Gemara is not just saying, let me just give you an example, just random thing. Everyone looks different, so also everyone thinks different. Now clearly those two things are related. Because ein deyoseyem shavos, so the way it's expressed on the chachmas adam ta'ir panav, on the way the chachma of a person shines out of his face, as it says, is different. My deya is different than your deya, and therefore on the panim, which the Sfarim say is the same word as pnim, because it's a window to what's going on inside, it's different. Were Avram and Yitzchak the same? They almost couldn't be more different. The midah that Avram infused into Klal Yisrael and the midah that Yitzchak infused into Klal Yisrael are two sides of our Avodas Hashem. Avram, the midah of Ava, the midah of Chesed, the midah of reaching out, the midah of embracing. And Yitzchak, the midah of Yira, the midah of Din, the midah of stepping back, the midah of feeling small in the face of something larger. That's the same? Deyoseyem is certainly not Shavos. How was Partzufeyem Shavos? Hashem did it because the late Sanei Hadar was saying that Yitzchak wasn't Avram's child. But how does it work? How does it work that Yitzchak looked exactly the same as Avram? They couldn't be more different. In fact, that's probably what the late Sanei Hadar was saying. It wasn't just that they smelled like a way to spread a rumor. The late Sanei Hadar was saying, you really think that Yitzchak is Avram's son? Did you ever meet two diametrically different people? Did you ever see two people with two such totally different midas? Now Avimelech, on the other hand, lived in a place called Gerar. Gerar comes from a lashon of Yira. Like Saguru Mipnei Ish. Oh, that actually makes a little bit of sense. Yitzchak could be Avimelech's son. Avimelech has, he's not a tzaddik, but he has the midah of Yira, mitzvah's personality, his midah, there's a similarity there. Avram is the father of Yitzchak? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're making a big mistake. Avram is not the Av of Ava because he's following the dictates of his personality. And Yitzchak is very different, so he's the Av of Yira. That's not what's going on. Both Avram and Yitzchak are exactly the same. They're both 100% L'Shem Shamayim. They're both 100% here to do the Ratzon Hashem. They're 100% here, Kol Ma'asecha Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim. That is the Bria Chaticha, and that is the core of both Avram and Yitzchak. But Avram's role was to be the Av of Ava. That was his role in building Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak's role was to be the Av of Yira. That was his role, but they are not different. The expression of how they understood their role was different. But the essence of who they were, two servants of Hashem, who don't deviate an iota from what they understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from them, that's the same, and that's the klester panim. That's the pnimius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that Avram and Yitzchak were exactly identical, and it makes perfect sense that Avram was the father of Yitzchak. You see this idea that with the same Ratzon and the same dedication to doing the Ratzon Hashem, depending on where we are, when we are, what the situation is, it demands different types of koiches. Sometimes, in fact, this could happen within one person. That when I'm in one situation, with completely l'shem shamayim, but when I'm in one situation, this part of my midos comes out and needs to be actualized to serve Hashem. And when I'm in a different situation, a different part of my midos needs to come out. And that's the versatility of a Ben Torah, that he's able to use the whole spectrum of the midos and personality traits that Hashem gave him to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like a painter picking the right color of paint on his palette, he picks out which koiches are necessary to do the service of Hashem at this point. This week was such a week for our yeshiva, where we were in the Beis Medrash, then we were out of the Beis Medrash, then we were back in the Beis Medrash. And I just want to share my sense of pride in the yeshiva that we saw this versatility, both heading in and heading out of going to the rally, and especially Yashikaya to the Mashgiach for speaking about it yesterday so beautifully, and expressing the sense of what it was like to be there. But the capacity that all of you had to sit and learn Kiddushin on Sunday and Monday, and to go to Shir, and to be B'nai Torah, and to be using the Koichos that help you to be successful here. And then on Tuesday to get up and daven Vosikin, and to head out there, and to be Mekadesh Em Shamayim, and to use the special Koyach of Das that B'nai Torah have to discern Bein Kodesh L'chol, Bein Or L'chosha, and to approach and appreciate what the Rabbanu Shel Olam demands of us in every situation, whether it was by the rally itself or it was in the bus, which we literally had four traveling Batei Medrash, traveling there and back, and whether it was by stops or by eating or davening or every aspect of it, the midah of the yeshiva, of being able to have that versatility, that broadness, that ability to meet each challenge with the midahs that it demands, was very, very prominent, and especially in the way that we re-entered the Zman on Wednesday and Thursday. That was the biggest simon of all. On the V'yachzer L'Talmudai, that was the biggest simon of all of the L'Shem Shamayim, of the B'nai HaYeshiva.